Essay 3. Schools at Chicago. To economists the world over, Chicago designates not a city, not even a university, but a school. The term is used sometimes as an epithet, sometimes as an accolade, but always with a fairly definite, though by no means single-valued, meaning. In discussions of economic policy, Chicago stands for belief in the efficacy of the free market as a means of organizing resources, for skepticism about government intervention into economic affairs, and for emphasis on the quantity of money as a key factor in producing inflation. In discussions of economic science, Chicago stands for an approach that takes seriously the use of economic theory as a tool for analyzing a startlingly wide range of concrete problems, rather than as an abstract mathematical structure of great beauty but little power, for an approach that insists on the empirical testing of theoretical generalizations and that rejects alike facts without theory and theory without facts. These denotations of the Chicago School of Economics are of long standing. They have prevailed for decades, with only minor, though not negligible, changes in meaning, despite a complete change in the persons regarded as the leaders of the school. My personal experience with the Chicago School of Economics began more than 40 years ago as a graduate student, when Frank Knight, Jacob Viner, and Henry Simons were the acknowledged leaders of the Chicago School. Today, the Chicago School has an even broader base than it did then, numbering among its leaders not only some of us at the university, but also economists at other institutions, some of whom have never been formed.